Now, after the killing of the U.S. ambassador to Libya, the Google-owned YouTube website took down the video that led to the violence, but only in Libya and in Egypt. The trailer for the film, The Innocence of the Muslims, is still available on YouTube in the United States and in many other places. NPR's Steve Henn reports on the difficult balance American companies attempt to strike.
The videos you can get here on YouTube are not everywhere. Nazi propaganda is banned in Germany. Slurs against Turkey's founder don't appear in that country. So this isn't the first time Google's removed videos from YouTube in certain parts of the world. But Andrew McLaughlin, the White House's former deputy chief technology officer, says there are some aspects of Google's decision yesterday that are unusual.
Normally, what I would expect to see is Google waiting for some kind of an official directive or a court order that comes out of the duly constituted legal system in those countries. That's not always possible.
In this case, it appears that Google made the decision to take this video off YouTube on its own.
If Google is being perceived to have taken these videos down because of the threat of violence,
it could create more problems, McLaughlin says, because of something known as the heckler's veto.
This is the idea that if you show weakness in your devotion to free speech, then all that somebody has to do is threaten to riot in order to get you to take the speech down.
Every minute, YouTube receives roughly 24 hours of videos from users. And Google depends largely on users to flag videos that violate YouTube's standards. But those standards are broad. Google declined to talk about the details of its decision to take this video down, but it did release a statement saying, quote, "This video, which is widely available on the web, is clearly within our guidelines and so will stay on YouTube. However, given the very difficult situation in Libya and Egypt, we have temporarily restricted access in both countries."
Considering the actual violence that's occurred and the risk of more violence in Egypt and Libya, it's kind of hard to second guess they're taking down the video in those countries.
Kevin Bankston is the director of the Free Expression Project at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
As for their decision to keep it up in every other country and to minimize the free speech impact of the takedown, I think that's definitely the right decision. We don't want violent protesters to be able to enforce a heckler's veto over the entire planet.
Today, it's often companies, not governments, that make these decisions for millions. And Andrew McLaughlin says they're not easy. Before he was at the White House, McLaughlin was the director of public policy at Google and helped create the policies Google's now using to handle situations like the one unfolding in the Middle East. He says these free speech debates are complicated, even when you're dealing with other Western democracies.
In Germany, I don't think anybody thinks that publication of Mein Kampf or access to Hitler's diaries is going to lead to a new resurgence of the Nazi Party. But the prohibition on that content is part of a national expression of shame and remorse for what took place. And so by disrespecting that as a company, you may be sending a signal to that market that not the one that you want to send. So I think the considerations are more complicated than simply what the First Amendment rules would dictate here in the U.S.
Yesterday, authorities in Afghanistan reportedly took steps to ban YouTube completely. McLaughlin says in light of that kind of blanket ban, Google's policy of obliging governments with narrowly targeted takedowns actually may help preserve a forum for speech in countries like Egypt and Libya. And while that's true, these targeted takedowns may also help Google's YouTube expand and preserve its market. Steve Henn, NPR News.
We're glad you're joining us for a free discussion of the issues on this local public radio station supported by your community, which brings you Morning Edition. You can continue to follow us throughout the day on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can find us, among other places, at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.